This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli air and missile strikes have continued to pound Gaza City as thousands of Palestinians flee and Israel's ground incursion continues. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The gunfire in Gaza City heated up as Israel's military released a video of ground troops firing at what they say are Hamas targets in the area. Meanwhile, Israeli military strikes have hit areas throughout Gaza. In the northern town of Beit Lahia, residents scramble to retrieve survivors and dead bodies out from the rubble of a destroyed building. A man covered in black dust and blood kneels by a corpse and weeps as a man nearby puts an arm on his shoulder to comfort him. Israel's military is focusing its operations on Gaza City. Israel says Hamas has its main military infrastructure and tunnels in the area, which is home to around 650,000 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Pentagon Thursday confirmed the U.S. had launched an airstrike on a weapons warehouse in eastern Syria. It targeted a facility linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what officials said have been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. In an interview with the U.S. ABC television's Good Morning America program, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is not seeking to escalate the Mideast conflict.
We're sending a strong signal to the Revolutionary Guard Corps and to the Supreme Leader in Tehran. We're not looking for a war with Iran, but we will do what we have to do to protect our troops and our forces. So these proxy groups and the IRGC, they got a choice to make now. We struck again last night, and we'll certainly do that again if we feel like we need to.
It was the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. had bombed facilities used by the militant groups, who U.S. officials say carried out at least 40.